The House of Representatives today is scheduled to take its first abortion vote of the year. The bill would make it more difficult for teenage girls to get abortions without their parents knowing about it. There's little doubt that the measure will pass the House, but abortion opponents are increasingly optimistic that the bill will also make it through the Senate. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
The House has passed similar abortion bills three times since 1998. Each would have made it a crime for an adult to take a minor across state lines for an abortion if the girl's home state had a law requiring parental notification or consent. But each time, the Senate failed to take up the measure. House conservatives are more confident the Senate will act this time thanks to last November's elections. The changed climate in the Capitol was on display yesterday at a news conference on the bill where abortion opponents warmed up their rhetoric. Trent Franks is a Republican congressman from Arizona.
I wonder sometimes if we really think that those people lying out under the gravestones at Arlington National Cemetery really fought and died so that we could have people ferret our own children across the state lines to murder our grandchildren.
Parental involvement laws, as they're known, are normally state matters, but Douglas Johnson of the National Right to Life Committee says in this case it's appropriate for Congress to step in.
We think there's a federal interest in Congress protecting the health and well-being of these young girls and the rights of their parents anytime state lines are crossed, certainly. This is interstate commerce. This is interstate activity. It's not the kind of thing that individual states can regulate.
Nancy Northup disagrees. She's president of the Center for Reproductive Rights. She says the idea that girls in one state can be required to obey the laws of another is unprecedented.
Normally, in our federal system, you comply with the law of the state you're in. Your home state laws don't follow you around in a little backpack as you move from one state to another.
This year's House bill goes beyond the actions of adults who accompany minors across state lines. It also imposes the first ever federal requirement that a parent be notified at least 24 hours before an abortion when girls cross state lines on their own. Douglas Johnson said that's to protect girls from states that don't have their own such laws.
So this is an attempt to provide a minimal level of protection for the parent and the minor when there is the interstate aspect.
But Nancy Northup says that girls don't cross state lines to avoid parental involvement laws. They do it for the same reason older women do, because in many cases the closest abortion clinic is in another state. And she says the bill also includes the first federally mandated waiting period to go along with the notification.
You've got to wait 24 hours, even though the parent's there, even though both parents are there saying, we're here, we're supporting her decision.
One of the reasons the bill is expected to pass easily is that there's broad public support for parental involvement laws when it comes to abortion. But Northup says this effort actually goes beyond that.
It's not about parents. It's certainly not about teens' health. It's about an anti-abortion agenda and trying to close the noose on teenagers being able to access abortion when they need it.
Some of the bill's co-sponsors said that is their ultimate goal. Texas Republican Michael McCaul said he just returned from the Vatican.
We saw the Pope, we met with the cardinals, and I was reinvigorated, quite honestly, by the commitment to life the church has. And it's a calling for America to commit to life. And it's a calling for the Congress to commit to life as well.
The Senate may still lack the votes to overcome a likely filibuster of the measure, but Senate leaders did list the bill among their top 10 for the year. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.